This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado policymakers have long struggled to balance encouraging affordable condo construction with the need to protect homeowners from shoddy buildings. CPR's Megan Verlee reports two competing bills are up in the legislature this week.
One bill, which has bipartisan support among lawmakers and the backing of the governor, would reduce builders' liability on some projects. It would limit when homeowners could sue if they find problems, although builders would also have to hire an independent inspector during the construction process. The opt-in policy would only apply to condos that cost around $800,000 or less in most parts of Colorado. A competing Democratic proposal would give condo owners more time to sue and would raise costs for builders if they lose a lawsuit. Both bills have hearings back-to-back on Tuesday. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A proposal to change the minimum wage for bartenders, servers, and other tipped restaurant workers is set for a vote by the Colorado House. But only after seeing some revisions last week, the measure would have allowed restaurants to reduce tipped workers' base wages in Denver, Boulder, and other communities where the minimum is higher than the state's. It was backed by the Colorado restaurant industry, but got major backlash from workers and labor advocates. The new version would let local governments decide whether to lower the tipped minimum wage. Permits to hike Hanging Lake are now on sale. CPR's Dina Sieg says the popular trail is expected to open in July and could have limited days before then.
Permits could also be available for June or possibly even May as crews finish repairs. The trail's been closed off and on since 2021 when mudslides badly damaged the area. Hanging Lake is beloved for its crystal waterfalls plunging into a blue-green jewel of a lake. Buy permits to hike the steep 1.2-mile trail at visitglenwood.com. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Around Denver, it's sunny and breezy today, a chance for rain and snow tonight. This is CPR News.